This is Holy Week, when Christians mark the last days of Jesus and his resurrection. This year, Pope John Paul II is conspicuous by his absence from ceremonies in Rome. His worsening health problems have meant that several cardinals have had to preach and hear confessions in his place. The Pope is battling Parkinson's disease, among other things, and he has been hospitalized recently. Commentator and Jesuit priest James Martin says that the Pope's illness is integral to his papacy and the theology of Holy Week.
One of the Pope's traditional titles is Vicar of Christ, that is, Christ's representative on earth. That means his job is to embody the entire ministry of Jesus of Nazareth. And as Christians recall in the days leading up to Easter, part of that ministry includes suffering. In fact, the importance of suffering in the spiritual life may explain why the Pope has not resigned, even in the face of an incapacitating illness. He may see this period in his papacy as a real participation in the sufferings of Christ. Both Jewish and Christian theology have long recognized that suffering, physical and otherwise, is an unavoidable part of human life. In some parts of the Hebrew Scriptures, suffering is seen as God's punishment for your sins, or for those of your parents. The prophets Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel all blamed the tribulations of their communities on past sins. But the book of Job rejected that idea. It told the story of a good man facing sadness and misfortune. Even blameless people can face difficulties in life. Later in the New Testament, St. Paul wrote that suffering is a way for Christians to share in the trials of Jesus, and in that way be united with him. Many Christians today find comfort in remembering that Jesus himself suffered. This helps them to feel closer to Jesus, a person who understands human pain. For Jesus of Nazareth, the physical and emotional pain he endured became an essential part of his ministry in the last days of his life. Christians worldwide are remembering that period now, during Holy Week. During those days, Jesus endured immense suffering, betrayal by his friends, an unjust trial, and an agonizing crucifixion. Theologians in the Middle Ages believed that the suffering of Jesus was also redemptive, that is, it paid the price that humanity had incurred through its sinfulness. Many contemporary Christians, though, find that explanation unsatisfying, for it makes God into a demanding and bloodthirsty tyrant. But however you understand the Passion of the Christ, it was made clear on the morning of the first Easter that suffering was part of Jesus' path to the resurrection. The ailing Pope John Paul II sees suffering as part of his current job. In his infirmities, he participates in the suffering that all men and women experience, and also in the suffering that Jesus accepted by choice. John Paul may be infirm and even unable to carry out most of his job, but he is still very much the Pope, the Vicar of Christ. In the same way, the fallen and apparently defeated man on the way to the cross was still completing his own mission, and still very much Jesus Christ.
Father James Martin is a Jesuit priest and associate editor of America, a Catholic magazine.